Todd, thanks for being on the program, and you broke a second part of that story.
Yeah, good morning. Yes, I did. Actually, a couple of things happened yesterday. First of all, Hallmark Industrial was let go by its contractor, which is Garner Industries, which is a subcontractor for Enbridge, which is the company that owns the pipeline that broke. So Hallmark pulled out of town yesterday. They loaded all their workers up on buses and drove them back to Texas. And we had just gotten that information when I was talking to you on the phone yesterday, so we obviously didn't want to get that out quite yet. And then the other thing that happened yesterday is Congressman Mark Schauer has now called for immediate investigations from multiple federal agencies over the workplace safety concerns as well as the undocumented worker claims.
So you had the information, you had photos too, that these workers that numbered in the hundreds were working 12 to 14 hour days, 7 days a week for about $800 a week. Yet other workers were working more normal hours, if you will, and receiving a lot higher pay.
Correct. Some of the workers that I've been able to talk to, you know, very quietly off the record because there's a media clamp down on contractors, but some of the ones that I've talked to off the record have said that they're being paid anywhere between $20 and $25 an hour.
And some of issues also revolve around safety concerns and violations for those workers.
Absolutely. There were pictures provided to us by our anonymous source that showed the undocumented workers covered in oil in what's called the cold zone. When you have hazardous materials cleanup site, you have hot zones, which is where the contamination is, and then you have cold zones, which is where no contamination is supposed to be. And in the cold zone, there were pictures of undocumented workers eating and drinking covered with oil in that cold zone, which obviously means that they were ingesting the petroleum and also contaminating their cold zone, which is another safety issue because if somebody were injured, they would need to be taken into that cold zone in order to get them out of the area without taking contamination beyond that space. So there's a whole bunch of layers of issues here.
You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. We're talking with Michigan Messenger investigative reporter Todd Haywood about Hallmark Industrial, which is the subcontractor that's been fired in the spill cleanup on the Kalamazoo River. And Todd, it's kind of funny. Those folks just packed up and left. Did they give any notice? Were you able to talk with anyone from that company?
Actually, Phil Hallmark, who I did speak to over the weekend and is the CEO, has not returned any telephone calls at all. So, no, we have not been able to reach them since this happened. I got word that they might be pulling out Sunday night, but it was confirmed yesterday morning just before you and I talked, as I said. And they literally pulled everybody out of the hotel rooms that they put them up in, put them on buses, and sent them back to Texas. There was no conversation about it at all.
Has another company been hired? Have more workers been hired to continue with the cleanup?
Enbridge and the EPA say that they have enough workers right now to complete the work by September 27th, which is the deadline that the EPA gave Enbridge. So we'll see.
Well, Todd, I don't think it takes a rocket scientist to figure out that if you're working around federal government officials, if you're working around state government officials, if law enforcement and politicians are around, you're not going to be able to sneak around undocumented workers.
Well, I mean, the interesting thing is that down in the BP cleanup, the same issue was happening. There were a lot of undocumented workers uncovered working there as well, and the same types of safety concerns there. And in fact, Hallmark in this case admitted that they had been visited by INS and had been audited. Their paperwork had been audited, and they claimed that nothing came of it. And we have not. We had a call into INS down in Florida. One of our sister sites did, and the INS won't confirm or deny that there's an investigation there, which is generally law enforcement speak for. We have an investigation, but we won't talk about it.
Did Congressman Schauer announce when any of the hearings that he has called for will take place?
Well, there is a scheduled hearing in front of the pipeline subcommittee of the infrastructure committee of the House on September 15th, and that's going to be looking at all kinds of issues with this oil spill, from, you know, the condition of the pipeline, which, as you know, is riddled with anomalies at this point. There are over 300 anomalies that Enbridge still has done nothing to fix. There are at least two dents that we know of, including one under the St. Clair River, which they're saying they're not going to fix. So there's a whole lot of concern about the pipeline itself and whether it should even be started, about how this leak was allowed to go on as long as it did, and to dump over a million gallons of crude oil into the rivers down here in Michigan. And then they're going to also be looking at, this just came out yesterday as well, looking at allegations that Enbridge is having people sign away all of their rights to future claims against Enbridge to get things as simple as air purifiers to clean their homes from the smell of the oil and that sort of stuff.
Anything, before we let you go, Todd, anything surprised you that you didn't put in your story?
No, not really. I mean, everything that's important is there, and this story is by far nowhere near over. I think there's a lot more coming.
It seems to be a nightmare from Enbridge. It's bad enough that the oil spill dumped more than a million gallons of crude into the river, but it appears that beyond not managing their pipeline efficiently enough, that they're not managing their subcontractors.
That does appear to be one of the concerns that's going on here. And I think we're going to see a lot more on all of that coming out over the next days and weeks, and definitely on the September 15th hearing in Washington.
All right, Todd, thanks so much. Great story, and we look forward to talking with you again as you follow up with additional stories on this topic. Thanks so much.
Great. Thanks, Tony.